came and all of it, the bad and too much, the second to last line. No, we didn't finish the Rashi's. We're holding the Rashi's. Hamis Pata Beyayin. It's about 14 lines up. Hamis Pata Beyayin. Shemafaisin Asal Dover. Umisratza Kishatov Liba Beyayin. When his lab is Tov Beyayin, he's able to accept appeasement. So that's like a Kodesh Baruch Hu that the Bershim says that the Bershim smelled the Reich Nechech of the Kerbanus. Ramin and Liel. The Reicha Dumyo de Mishtayahu, that smelling and drinking are comparable. See, Bayamra Ali Bay, Loisef Aid, the Irtzi. So the Varsham smelled the Reich Nechayach, the person drinks the wine is comparable. And the Varsham accepted the entreaty of Noyach that the Varsham should no longer destroy the world as he did. He drinks wine without getting overwhelmed. So, Yesh Badas Ayin's Kenim. It says, wine is Nitzan Meshiba Mashiach, Kach Cheshperna Begamatri. That's the value of the word Yayin, Yud Yud Nun. Yotasoid, that's normally what happens. Vizeh, Hoyobolo Yotasoid, Doy Shokul Hukas and Hedron Shal Ayin. This person was able to maintain himself and divulge his private elements. That is a significant achievement. Okay, the pasuk, the more brought the pasuk, the yain was created lenachem avelim ulashalom socher tov socher l'rishoyim shalom by the rishoyim sheshoysin usmeichem and bekarben erlomon bechayehim. They are able to be happy and get their reward in this world. It says so. It says the pasuk says Tunu Shecher Le'oved. I think the pasuk is Yain Lamori Nefesh. So Lamori Nefesh is a person who is in pain, Mar Lashon of bitter. So that's referring to the Avelin. So Tunu Shecher Le'oved. Give the Shecher means doesn't mean beer in the pasuk. Shecher means well fermented wine. So Tunu Shecher Le'oved means to the Rosh, the one who's going to be lost. The person is going to pay you in this world, and then the soul is lost. It goes after the person's death. Like we had before, one of the names of Gehenna is Avodan. It goes into nothingness. Okay. So we're holding the Gemara, the second to the last line. Umber of Chanan bar Papa. Kol shein yayim nishmach b'sabesu kemayim. Enem achal bracha. If a person who's, Rashi says, the person is wealthy, if he hadn't reached a state where he could afford to use wine with the same cavalier attitude as using water, if he hasn't reached that level, so he hasn't reached. I'm waiting for you. To either be quiet or move out. So the person hasn't reached the full state of bracha, even though he's wealthy in other areas. Shenemar uberachas lachem cho besvimecho. The pasuk says lechem and mayim. Ma lechem shenikach bekesav ma'aser af mayim shenikach bekesav ma'aser ma'niu yayin. So the pasuk is referring to something which halachically you can buy with meiser sheni money. Lechem you can buy with meiser sheni money. So mayim can't mean water, because you can't. Water is the one thing which we said before you can't buy with kesef meiser sheni. So it has to refer to wine. But kakar le mayim, and the pasuk refers to it as water. Okay. Say for the more finishing of its thought, seika bracha. If that person is able to use wine with he has such an abundance that he can use it the same way as water, that means that that's the person has received the full bracha. It'd be lo, he still hasn't received the full measure of bracha from a Kaddish Baruch Hu. Amar Rabbi Eloi, b'shloshes dvarim adam niker, there's three things which you can truly tell what that person he is. Is bekaisai, what happens when he drinks his wine. Ubekisai, whether how he deals with financial matters. Ubekasa, what happens when he gets angry. Or the fourth thing is what happens when he gets married. How does he celebrate? What type of Rashi? Merry, happy.
Merry, okay, yeah.
Sorry. Second last Rashi. Legia l'saif bracha gemur. He hasn't reached the full level of bracha. Filu hu usher, but the word mechem. Even though he's wealthy in other areas, it's limited. It's an item which can be bought with Meister Sheni money in Yerushalayim to be eaten. So we had it back before that you can't use Meister Sheni money for water or for salt. He's reached the level of the true bracha of the pasuk when that's the level of abundance that Hashem has given him. Adam Nicker im Haganu. You can tell whether he's a good person or not. Im Daitam Yeshev Shalav Beyenoi. If he maintains his respectability when he gets drunk. I told you the story about the fellow came to tell his report. Gifted brother, was a non-frum fellow girlfriend was coming from. She said, "What do I do with my boyfriend?" She says, "Bring him to yeshiva for Purim." So the rebbe was telling us the story together, and the rebbe said, Purim. I'm bringing him to Purim. The guy's a shikker. You know, she says. She says, "In Ichik Gishok, yeah, Purim." So bring it for Purim. So he came for Purim, and that was mamash the beginning of his trajectory to becoming frum. When he saw he was a guy college student, he saw what a college party where they have alcohol looks like, and he saw what happened when they get drunk. They start crying that they want to do better in their Avodas Hashem. It just blew him away. And then Baruch Hashem, he's a chosheb of a rav now at a good Yisrael in New Jersey, one of the shuls. Machaber Svarim. His beginning was, he saw what it looks like when a person gets drunk. You know, what a bentara looks like when he gets drunk. When he's interacting with other people, does he do it in a way which is honest? He doesn't... doesn't get overly upset about issues. Okay, that's it for the Gadic interlude. Now back to Erevin. Okay, so the Gemara. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav. Yisrael v'nachri b'pnimis, Yisrael b'chitzana. So there's three people living over here. There's an inner chotzer, which has a Jew and a non-Jew living there. And in the outer chotzer, there's a Jew, one Jew. So, assuming the law is like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, that there's only a locha of requiring schiris, and that there's an issur to carry there, if there are two Jews, so is this perceived in a locha that there's two Jews or not? So the verse is, "Bo ma'aseh lifnei Rav," so, Rabbi, thank you, Tzvi. V'osar. So Rav says over that this story was brought in front of Rebbe. V'osar, Rebbe said that situation requires schiris lifnei Rebbe Chiya. An independent story took place, the same type of story. It was brought to Rebbe Chiya. V'osar, and he also held that it was osar, that you need schiris. Okay. So Yosef Rabba Rabbi Yosef Bishile Pirkei de Rav Sheshes. So Rav Sheshes was giving a shir, and Rabba and Rav Yosef were there at the end of the shir. So after the shir, they sat down. Rav Yosef Rav Sheshes v'Kamar, come on, Omer Rab l'shmate. So Rav Sheshes said, "Look, this is only true Kirameir. Like Rameir, the Rameir holds that one Jew and one with one Goy also needs Schiris, because in the inner Chatzah there was only one Jew. Karchesh Rabba Reish, the Rabba nodded his head, then he agrees. So Omer of Yosef, so Yosef responded to the situation. Trey Gavri Rabbi Kirabonon, two great men like these two who didn't come, Rav Sheshes and Rabba, Litu Bahai Milsa, will make this mistake. Iker Meir, Loma Li Yisob Chitzena. Like, so why is it relevant that there's a Jew in the outer? If you go like your mayor, so there's a case that's very simple. There's a Jew and a non-Jew. You need schiris. Well, who cares if there's another Jew in the outer courtyard? Elamai what? B'chitema ma'isha shoyi kachoyi. Good, you're right. There's another community. This is the question they were asked. That was a story. So that was the story. The Mor says, but haboil minei mirav. That the story continued that they asked Rav on this scenario that Rav quoted that Rebbe had said that it's also. So they asked, "What can the Jew who's in the inner courtyard carry in the inner courtyard?" And Rav said, "Yeah." Well, if you hold like your mayor, the answer can't be without doing anything. Not according to the mayor, you need schiris. One Jew, one non-Jew needs schiris. So it can't be like your mayor. The Mor says, okay. Vela Mike Rebelez Ben Yaakov, Omer Ashi Yushte Yisraelim Oisim Zeh Al Zeh. So they're not Oisim Zeh Al Zeh, because Rebelez Ben Yaakov's Nusach was that they have to be Oisim Zeh Al Zeh, which means it has to go with the regular kolim of living together. In the case we have two Jews, where in two Jews, there's a halacha that require each one has to get a shituf with the other person, an eruv with the other person, then it's also. That was over here, that's not true, because the panimi and the chizani do not require an eruv together. Or it says, okay, Ella Kirbi Kiva. The issue here is Rabbi Kiva's din. We had before Rabbi Kiva said, even though the panimi in the chatzah panimi is allowed to carry, because he holds not like your mayor, he holds like Rabbi Ben Yaakov. So that's the case of a regal hamutaris bimkayma, that in the place where the person lives, its primary place, there's no need for an eruv. And that person has rishus to go through the outer chatzer, so regular mutaris b'mekayma goes through a place which is not a tzemalka, but has rishus to walk through. What status does it give to the outer place? So Rekiva said it answers. So that's the issue over here. Well, more so if that's the issue, lama li nakri efer li yisrael nami. So why is the scenario being given me a case of two Jews and one non-Jew, right? The case could be one Jew in the inner chatzer and two Jews in the outer chatzer. The case could be two Jews in the inner chatzer, which are ma'arif together according to Rekiva, and they weren't ma'arif with the outer person, and they still you can't carry in the outer chatzer. So what's it do with the case of a Jew and a non-Jew? So I'm Rav Huna Breit of Yeshua. So let's figure out the scenario over here. Lorlam Kirav Eliezer Ben Yaakov, Rav Yosef was right that it's not. Rav said in the Panimis it's mutter, so it means that we hold the Kirav Eliezer Ben Yaakov. Kirav Akiva, and yes, you're right that it's also that the case over here was that the Isser and the Chitzona is because of Regal and Mutaris B'Mekayim is Mutaris Shalabim Kaima. Welcome, my skin, Kigon Shirvu. But what happened? The case was that therefore the two Jews made an eruv together. Okay. So now what? There's still a problem because you have to sochir rishus from the goy. With time of the ikanachri, the osir. Avalek anachri lo yosir. So the point was, even now that the two have been ma'arav together, we look at this as this meets the criteria of Rabbi Eliezer Ben Yaakov of two Jews ushering on each other. So we're good. that the two Jews are that's this din. In other words, even though one Jew is living in the inner chatzar, one Jew is living in the outer chatzar, and the Esam Yaakov said it's only a problem if you have two Jews answering each other, which is the simple case is they're both in the same chatzar. So two Jews in one chatzar with a goy, that's a normal thing which will happen, and therefore, Chazal made the takana, there's an issur, a requirement of schiris. So the chiddush over here is a Jew in the inner chatzar. The Jew in the outer chatzar is also meets the criteria of that it's common enough. The Chazal would say that the goy asers. The point before being that a Jew is scared of the goy killing him. There's another Jew here. He's in a different chatzar. That's close enough. So that's really the chiddush over here is that you've met the criteria of Esam Yaakov, and therefore the goy will not require schiris. Okay, the worst is fine. Let's take it to the next stage. Bo minei Rebbe, there should be Rebbe Elazar. Yeah, mirav. So Rebbe Elazar asked Rav Yisrael benachir bechitzayin of Yisrael bepinim yismahu. Case where the Jew lives in the inner chatzar by himself, and there's a Jew and a non-Jew in the outer chatzar. So, how would that play out in this halacha? Okay, what's the question? Hasam taima mishum. So, in the case which we just mentioned, that the halacha that it answers. The shchiach, the dyer, the mirsis nachri. So Rashi says that what's going to happen is like this: if the goy tries to kill the Jew in the inner chatzar, the Jew in the outer chatzar says, "I haven't seen my friend around lately." So he says, "Well, he left. I mean, he left. I live in the outer chatzar. He has to go out in front past me. He didn't go anywhere." So the goy knows that he's going to be caught. Because the only access out of... what's he going to do? How's he get rid of the body? How's he get rid of the person? He's going to have to go through an outer chatzar. He can't... He has no escape route. He has no excuse and no escape route. So therefore, the concern for the Ritzicha is less. And therefore, it's common to live. It's scared to die because the mirs is not good. The goy is scared. But Sabra has to also Yisrael... So the Jews will live under these circumstances because they know the goy is scared because the goy is always afraid that the Jew in the outer chutzner will ask, where's another Jew? But in this scenario over here, so the Jew lives in the panimi, he says, I haven't seen the Jew in the chutzner. He says, yeah, he left. Right? The goy is in the outer, it's kind of the Jew in the outer chatzar, so he can make him a story that the Jew left, and then some point in time get rid of the body, but without the Jew on the side, so the Jews would not live under those circumstances. There's no need to make a takana to require schiris. The Sabra Hash also Yisrael Chazal. He's afraid to do anything because maybe punks. He's scared because at any given moment the Jew might walk by and see him. So, how do you look in that case? So he asked Rav. Rav Elazar asked Rav this question. Amalei. So Rav said back to Rav Elazar, "Tein lechochem v'yech kam oid." Give an intelligent point to a chacham, and he will use that to create more wisdom. Okay, so you're a smart man. You came up with a good case, and you're right. We extend the lacha to that case also. Okay, see Rashi. The fourth line from the top. Yisrael v'rochim v'pnimi shtei chatzeres u'lifnim mizud v'tu chatzeres one further in than the other. V'hoyul of the ben p'nimis drisus regal al ben chitzer. The inner one had rights to walk through the outer one. There's a Jew and a non-Jew. in the inner one. So v'osir b'chitzona achi yaskir. So Rebbe said it was osir that they have those skirs from the goy. Shili pirkei la'achar shesayim drasha, right at the end of the, right after the drasha. And Rav Sheshe said, k'rameir, and Rabbi, the loy boy, shnei yisraelim, oisim zel zeh, because you don't have a case of two Jews asking one on the other. Karach Rabbi Reishi heard the word. Rabbi nodded his head and agreed. So Rabbi Yossi said, "I don't get it. How can two big to be like this make this mistake? If it's like a mayor, why do you lomeli yisrael b'chitzer? The bein and shnei yisrael. Why is the scenario? There are two Jews here. Who cares about two Jews? A Jew and a non-Jew needs schiras. Okay." Elamai, that was the story, but they asked Rav Panimi b'mkayma b'chatzar Panimi, is the Jew in the inner chatzar, ma'ol lohitzi mi'beisu l'chatzar, can he carry to the chatzar? Amalai mutter, and Rav said it's mutter, which means that the Jew and the non-Jew do not need anything. It's only because there's a second Jew in the chitzayna. So in the chitzayna you have the two Jews having rights and the goy having rights. That's where the problem is. But the Panimi is Amalei Oser Elo B'Chitzena Shemeshul Shnei Yisraelim Shaletis Bo. They only asked it in the Chitzena, but the Panimi is he didn't ask it. So more says Elo is fine. So it has to go like Rav Lezer Ben Yaakov. He says you need two Jews Oisim Zel Zeh. V'Hani Lav Oisim Zel Zeh. You know, in the Panimi, the two do not ask on each other. And the chitzayna, if you hold regal, hamakaris b'mekayma, ain't no yisaris shalom b'mekayma. So they don't ask for the chitzayna either. V'hani lav oisim zel zedninu toha amri b'rabbonin b'sheli pirkin regal mutaris b'mekayma, ain't no yisaris shalom b'mekayma. M'shim Jesus a regal. A person who's allowed to carry b'mkayma doesn't ask him when he goes with his rights to walk, right of passing through, his treses of regal, which is the right to pass through, doesn't aser shaloi b'mkayma, which means I'll be shaloi irvimo, even though the person who's walking through was not ma'ariv with the rest of the outer chotzer. Rather, Rav Kirbe Kiva Sirlei. So that holds regal panim regal mutarsim karma is usera shalabim karma. So by not being ma'ar with the outer person, you would have a problem. So it comes out the two Jews now require every one with the other. So that's a case of shle yisrael oisim zel zeh. Vela rav kibakiva sirulei vavlu shle yisrael oisim zel zeh. So that. So once that's true, you have Rav Eliezer's criteria is if two Jews, one asks and the other, now when they make an Erev and there's a goy, they need skiris. So that's the case. But if that's the case, so what's the chiddush over here beside the goy? Yisrael pitnimi. So the Jew in the inside would ask, certainly, and I'm the Jew on the outside. Unless they would do Erev. The worst, okay. Lailam, he also could bless him in Yaakov. So in the inside is only a Jew and a non Jew. It's one on one, it's Mutter. Machitzan is two Jews and one non Jew, is Oyser. Mishum Jesus a regal the Pnimi, Kirbi Kiva. And he holds a Kirbi Kiva that the fact that the person who's Mutaris Bim Kaima walks through Shalom Bim Kaima asers. Kiva the Osir Alay. So once the Jew and the Pnimi asers on the Jew and the Chitzana. How will be Chitzana Shnei Yisrael and Boisim Zel Zeh? So now you have two Jews in the outer Chatzar. And that situation, even if they do an Erev, Mahani Nachiv, the Goy will be added to the mix. Levat Lazei Ruven, Afilu Irvu. They need skiras from the goy. Vileka nachri, but had there not been a non-Jew, ki erev v'shari, the erev would have been sufficient. Says, okay, do you say the case over there? The mishnah nachri larig is Israel hador ima. He's scared to kill the Jew with him. Vipnimis the sabra osi Israel the chitzera b'tavrele minei. The Jew from the outside will say, what's going on? The Goy says to himself, I can't tell the Jew from the outside that the Jew who was living with me took a walk to the outside. He says, I didn't see him pass by. So the Goy is scared. But over here, the Goy says, I can tell the Jew. The Jew and the non-Jew live in the Chitzayna. So he tells the Panimis, the Jew left. So Rav said, So the smart person is able to knows how to extrapolate. Okay. Right, that's the question. Yeah. So the more Reish Lakish Shem Tamidi Rav Chanina Iklu Lahu Pundik. So Reish Lakish and these other Tamidim of Rav Chanina came to a inn, and in this chotzer there was two Jews and a goy. And this goy was renting his property from another goy. So the renter who was living in the property was not there for Shabbos. Okay, but the masker was there. So Amru Mao Lemeger Minei. So theoretically, they don't need any schiras because the goy is not here. But since the goy, the goy could come back in the middle of Shabbos, and if he does,
it's the same room. I mean, it's his room. It's the goy's room.
It was a chotzer. There was people lived in the chotzer. They had their houses, whatever, their little apartments, whatever, in the chotzer. One of them was owned by goy A. It was being rented by goy B, and A was available. He was here in the town. He didn't live here. B was away. But the Jews are afraid that B will come back on Shabbos, and then he answers. So the goy is not there, doesn't answer. When he comes back, he answers. So they wanted to do schiras, but they can't do schiras from he's not here. So they want to know, can they go to the owner of the property and rent from him? That was their shiloh. So Amru Ma'ala Megir Minei. So can we go to the owner of the property, the maskir, and rent from him instead, in the place of renting from the surker of the renter? In other words, the logic would be to rent from the renter because he's the one who has the rights right now to the property. But he's not here. Okay, the more it's like this. If the owner has no power to evict the renter before his time, so then that's no shall, you cannot rent from him, because right now, even though he's the owner of the property, it's not under his jurisdiction. He gave away his rights to the property by renting it out to the other goy. So the only person you can rent from is the present user who has the rights to the property right now, which is the seicher. The seicher is not here right now, so you can't use the masker. So that's not my shayla. Kitiboyu hechadamotzi mesalakle, where the owner maintained the rights to at any given time to remove the seicher. So that's the shiloh. What's the shiloh? My kiman the motzi mesalik, since he has the ability to remove him, therefore agrina, we can rent from him. At this point in time, he has not removed him, so he doesn't have rights to be master in his place or not.
When you say that the original owner can throw him out, or can evict him, so does he have to do something wrong? I mean, he's got a legal agreement, let's say, between this first renter, Goy 1, Goy 2. He's the tenant. So you can throw him out. I mean, if he does everything right, he paid his rent, he's living there, you're completely wrong.
No, he's saying that, you know, he maintained the rights, and whenever I need the property, I'm going to ask you to move. You're paying for it right now. I'll give you back your money, whatever it is. But, you know, in general, they pay rent at the end of the month. Halachically, rent is paid at the end of the month, not the beginning of the month. Rent is not due halachically till the end of the month.
I'm focusing on the right to throw them out, though.
So that was arrangement. This is, I have his property. It's available. When I need it, I'm going to take it back. So, you know, anything wrong? Well, we're doing schiris. From the goy, you need schiris. So I have to rent from the goy his rights to the chotzer. So the person who's using the chotzer is the renter. See, so he has the rights to the chotzer right now. So that's what I have to rent from. The only shaila is that maybe the maskir, but the fact that he has a right to misalik the soicher, has maintained rights, as it were, over the property. He still has right. He has rights to the property, because he can get it any moment. So that's the more shaila. Let's hold it here.